thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All right, you got your Bibles with you. Would you turn with me into Ephesians? Ephesians 5 and 14. God help me here for a little while. My heart's been burdened. I've been stirred.
Have your way, Lord.
Brother Jason, I preached two funerals here in about 2 months' time. And one of them called for me, couldn't hardly wait for me to get up there. I put scriptures on my phone that I was going to read him about getting saved. He said, can we go ahead and pray? He was right, wasn't he, Mary? Angel, we came in there. I laid my hand on his arm like that, and I started reading the Bible scriptures. He knew about God. He knew about heaven and hell. His mommy raised him right. He said, Tommy, can we just go ahead and pray? I'm ready. I want to be saved.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, when we prayed, he raised that hand. He said, oh, I feel better.
Thank God
he saved me. He saved me. The other funeral that I preached just, not Friday, but the Friday before this one and everything, I've been there 5 or 6 times, took my guitar there, played and sung to him and witnessed to him. And every time I try to get him to pray, he said, I said, have you asked Jesus into your heart? Have you asked him to save you? Have you?
Yes.
And he would say, no. I said, you're not ready? No. They're just things I got to do. Just 4 days later, after saying there's things I got to do, what else can you do when you're eat up with cancer? Your arms ain't that big around. You look like a skeleton laying there and facing eternity. You're going into forever and say there's things I got to do. What else can you do but look to Jesus, the cross and the blood, and say, Jesus, forgive me. I've asked him. I said, pray, son, pray and ask God to forgive you. He'll forgive you. He'll come in your heart no matter how far you've drifted, no matter how many sins you've committed. God will save. God will hear you. There's things I got to do. Oh, God. God's help today, I want to be to teach on being eternity-minded. Getting ready for eternity. Every one of us, we're going to soon face the Lord. We're going to meet him. Ephesians 5:14. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that you walk, what? Circumspectly, not as fools. Walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. You may be seated. Circumspectly, walking circumspectly. Your feet is taking you somewhere. Did you know you're headed for eternity?
Amen.
You are. Every one of us are closer to eternity than we was yesterday. Even when we got up this morning, you're closer to facing God. Circumspectly means to look all around you. Being cautious and on guard.
Yeah.
Considering all circumstances and consequences. To be wise, to do the right thing. Not to linger in this hour. Lingering could be your doom if you don't have a made-up mind. What is the Spirit of God saying to our hearts in these verses? Don't you know that your time is running out on you? Like sands through the hourglass. You must redeem the time that you have left. Buy it up. Redeem means to buy it up and use it for God. Prepare yourself and get ready for the time that you have left in this world. How can you really explain time? Oh God, we have a watch. We have clocks on the walls. We wear a watch on our arm. We're limited to our time. But eternity rolls and rolls and rolls. It has no beginning and no end. How can you explain time? Time is free. You can use it any way you like. But remember, time is priceless.
Yeah.
It's priceless.
Right.
The time that God's put within your hand, your will, to do with that time, it's priceless.
Amen.
Use it circumspectly.
Right.
You cannot own time.
That's right.
Listen. But you can use it. You cannot keep it, but you can spend it. Once you've lost it, you can never get it back.
Right.
And recall it and live it over. How you spend that time will determine what your life will be. When God created time, He gave it a second hand, and a minute hand, and an hour hand. When you were born, He wound up the clock and He put it in your soul. None of us knows when the final hour we will be out of here. That second hand will stop and the minute hand freezes. We take our flight and that time, then it'll freeze here, but it'll be eternity in heaven. Oh God, let us be wise how we live, where we go, and what we do. Hallelujah, the direction we're going, what we got in our heart and our life, let us use that time for God's glory. Don't let it run out on you.
Amen.
God.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Time's precious.
Yes.
Every heartbeat right here,
that's right,
is a heartbeat of mercy. Every breath of air that you breathe, it's God's mercy.
Amen.
Yes.
Right.
Have you got God in your heart today?
Bless Him, Lord. Come on.
Does Jesus live in your heart today? Are you where He wants you to be?
Glory be to God.
Are you doing His will? Are you in His will? Do you have that assurance? Do you know that you really know that you know that you're all right with God? There's nothing between you and God. Nothing, nothing. You got confidence. I told Jesus in my chair this morning, Brother George, studying. I was crying. I texted. I said, I'm sitting here crying my eyes. I said, weeping and wiping tears. I closed my eyes and lifted both hands in my study. I said, Jesus, oh, Jesus, I love you. I love you. I'd love to hug you, Lord. I'd love to hug you right now, tell you how much I love you. I'd like to bow at His feet. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, I'm 69 years old. I can tell you God's been good to me. Oh, Lord, I've been saved for 49 years. God's kept me. God's blessed me. He's been so good to me. I've been in the house. Can raise your hand and say, He's been good to me. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, You've been good. Oh, the mercy of the Lord and the grace of God. We got time right now to serve and to worship Him and give Him our all.
Yes,
Lord.
69 years old, but I can remember back in my childhood days. I can remember them vividly. I roll back the curtain every now and then. I remember waiting on the school bus. It was bus number 4. Old Red Pfizer drove that bus. He was an old man that time. Here I was a kid boarding that bus. Listen now. Stay with me a little while. Let's paint a picture. My mom would holler into the bedroom. Get up, son. Hurry and get dressed. Look at the time schedule. We're every one of us on. We had some of us had jobs. We have to be here. We have to be there. We're limited. We have places we go. We got to be prompt in time.
Amen.
Mommy'd say, hurry, son, get up, get dressed. It's about time for the bus. If you don't hurry, you're going to miss it. You'll miss your ride. You'll be left behind. My mother, Brother Jason, was always prompt. She didn't believe in wasting time laying around sleeping late.
Yeah.
Get up and get busy.
Yeah.
My dad would leave me chores, Brother Kevin. I knew I needed to do them. I had to do them to please Daddy. Daddy come home from work. Did you do what I told you to do, son? Yes, Daddy. I was afraid to ever tell him no, man. I didn't do it. Daddy come home, wrapped that big arm around me and said, son, you done a good job. Thank you. Thank you. I had a good dad, a good mother. I remember, hurry up, son. There's things that need to be done. The day is going to pass you by. She would watch out that window, and I remember that certain window right there in the living room, and you could look up the holler, and it come up over a knoll. There's a big, long stretch, and it went down as it passed the house there and went down around the curve. It was a window fan, a two-bladed window fan there, and Mom would look right between the slats of that and through the glass, and she'd look for the bus. I was running late. My books was already stacked there. Mom say, hurry, son, get ready. You're going to miss the bus. She'd watch out that window for the bus coming down the road. I can hear her voice now hollering from the living room. Here he comes. Run.
Yeah.
Run. Mom. You're going to miss your ride. I'd run out that front door, and I'd grab my books and run across the porch, out to the end of the sidewalk, and up the steep driveway. Sometimes I was running behind the bus, waving my hands like this and hollering for the bus driver to stop. I can see the kid's face in the glass window looking out. They was hollering at Red Visor. Stop the bus! Tommy's back there. We got to get Tommy. And I wonder how many times that you could turn this around spiritually. When the Lord looks down and he says, don't miss your ride. Oh, the ship of Zion's getting ready to sail. I don't know about you, but I can hear in the distance the sound of the rumbling wheels of the train of glory as he's rolling down the rails, the golden rails, and a blowing the whistle. I'm telling you, sometimes God will come only one time by your way, and we must hear the voice to get on board. I'm telling you, don't ever let the ship of Zion pull out of port without you getting on board. I can see the faces of those children back when I was a kid, and their faces lit up a hollering, a saying, stop the bus and let Tommy on board. I'm telling you, when Jesus comes, we better be ready. Raise your little hand in the house.
Glory to the Lamb of God.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Are we ready? Are you on board? Running behind and hollering for the bus driver to stop. He would see me in the rear view mirror and stop and wait on me. That door would open and I would step up into the bus. And the door was closed and I took my seat and settled back for the ride. And off to school I would go. I was safe on board. I had my books. I was prepared. And I made it by the skin of my teeth. Oh God, listen, I don't want to make it by the skin of my teeth. Oh Lord, I feel God this morning. I want to be on board. I want to get on board. I want to be ready when Jesus comes. I don't want my time to run out on me. Listen, already 30 minutes into this service, we're headed somewhere. We're on our way through this galaxy. Did you know that this big earth is 24,900 miles around the equator? That's an awful big earth. And when God laid the foundation of the earth and he made everything beautiful, he spun it with his little finger and she spins up on her axis at 1,000 miles an hour. Whether you realize it or not, we're a traveling, we're on a temporary plane, we're like shooting stars going through the galaxy in the midnight hour. Oh Lord. Oh, the sun ball 93 million miles away. And as the earth spins at 1,000 miles an hour and makes its circuit around the sun, It takes it 365 days to go around the sun. And that gives us our four seasons. Hallelujah. Spring, summer, fall, and winter. At 67,000 miles an hour, we're traveling. You can't feel it under your feet. This earth is moving, but she's a traveling. And can I tell everybody in this house, we're headed for the judgment, and we're headed for eternity, and time here is going to run out on us. Raise your right hand and praise Him in the house. We're a traveling, Brother Jason. Oh Lord, times are going to run out on us.
Amen.
Time's going to run out.
Come on.
Have your way,
Lord. Oh,
Jesus. How fast we came into 2023. It seems like any more. Listen, my dad and my mom both told me, Sister Stacy, Brother Kevin, they told me, says, the older you get, son, the real, you'll realize your time goes faster and faster and faster and faster. How many pages have I turned? January, February, March, April, May, June, July. Here we are in August.
Right.
It's flying.
Right.
It's flying. Are we ready?
Right,
are we ready? Is our heart on fire? Oh, are we committed? Are we sold out? Do we belong to Jesus? Have we got the blood applied to our heart? Are we really, really saved? Are we sanctified? Are we called out of this world? Do we have the Holy Ghost abiding in our hearts? Do we have that conviction on the inside that we know that we're ready? Is our hearts right?
Come on.
Yes. Bless Him, Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
Have your way, Lord.
There will be many who will be left behind.
Oh, Jesus.
They will have waited too late. Now's the time to get ready.
Yeah.
And we must do it quickly.
Yes.
Hurry. Did you know that time is picking up speed? It is swiftly moving on, getting faster and faster as the days go by.
Yes.
The older you get, the faster the years pass. Whether you realize it or not, time is running out on you. It's slipping by.
Running out.
And so our souls. No wonder the word of God cried out and said, behold, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, today is the day of salvation. If you hear my voice, harden not your hearts. Today's the day. Look at time now. Look at time as a river. Pardon me for my imagination.
No.
Someone compared time to a river upon which life flows at a slow pace at first. At first, when you enter the river, you're riding upon the river of time. It's carrying you into eternity. There's no escape in it.
That's right.
That river's got you, and you're going downstream.
Yes.
When you're young, the river of time is deep and it's wide and it flows slowly. But as you get older, the channel narrows. The declining river bed steepens now and becomes a stretch of rapids. Faster and faster, O river of time. The steeper and narrower it gets, the faster my time is running out on me. I'm surely nearing the end, and I'm getting closer to my final home. At the end of the rapids, I see a mist rising just ahead. Is that the waterfall? And a drop-off that I hear? Yes, I will soon go through the mist called death, and the river will empty into eternity. Soon I will be gone and ushered into eternity. To my final destination. I'm headed to the judgment of God. No escape. It's appointed unto man once to die. And after this, the judgment. Nobody will be left out of the judgment. We'll all stand there and give an account of the things that we've done, how we've lived our life. Are you living for Jesus today? Are you loving Jesus today? Oh, God. Can you speak to us, Brother Job, old patriarch? I sure can. Job 16. When a few years are come, then shall I go the way whence I shall not return. Behold, my witness is in heaven, and my record is on high. I realize I'm not coming back to change one thing and live my life over to do better. When God calls me, I shall answer and leave it all behind, and my works will follow me to the judgment. While I live, my conscience is letting me know that I must do right, for one day in eternity, my record will be read. Oh, God. Where do you stand with the Lord in the light of eternity? You say, Brother Tommy, where? Why are you teaching this?
Come on, brother.
Why? Everybody's here Christians.
Come on.
Are we where God wants us to be?
That's right.
Come on, brother.
That's right. Come on.
Are we doing everything that God's given us in our allotted time to be in His perfect will? Listen now, it's easy to get out of His will and lose your desire.
Amen.
You lose your commitment.
Glory to God.
You lose that unction on the inside. You lose the drive. You lose that first love. You leave it.
That's right.
Don't do it.
Bless you.
Oh God. Let the bus run off. Leave me. God. Where do you stand with the Lord in the light of eternity? What have you done for God? Have you left anything undone? Have you taken care of spiritual issues in your life?
Bless him, Lord.
Have you gotten your priorities in order of what God desires and wants out of you?
Praise God.
Are you doing the Lord's will? Are you where you used to be with the Lord?
Thank you, Lord.
Have you still got the same fire and desire?
Come on.
Do you still feel that first love? Remember, only what you do for God is going to last. The hour's late, and the Holy Ghost is saying, hurry. You must hurry. Get busy. Don't let the day close on you without finishing the Lord's work. Are you using the talents that God's given you?
Blessed be God.
Oh, Jesus said the harvest is plenteous and the labors are few. Pray ye that the Lord of the harvest will send forth the labors into his harvest. Stay not ye there are 4 months and then cometh harvest. But I say unto you, lift up your eyes on the fields, for they are white already of the harvest. Listen to Jeremiah, the weeping prophet. He said, the harvest is past and the summer's ended and we are not saved. My Lord, if you don't gather the fruit when it's ripe, it'll rotten when it falls to the from the limb and it hits the ground. I'm telling you that minister the other night, that missionary had it right. There's souls all around us lost without God. Are we reaching to them? Oh Lord, are we telling them that they need Jesus? Hallelujah.
Amen. Come on, brother.
Right. Oh God.
Jesus, speak to us, Lord.
Yeah.
Summer's ended, the harvest is past. You still ain't saved.
Bless him, Lord.
You've got an allotted time. An allotted time. Our time's running out.
Still not saved.
Amen.
God.
Oh, God.
Soon the day will close as time empties into eternity. And we all stand before the Lord to give an account of how we've spent our time. Our lives and our deeds, every one of them, would be judged. Our prayer should be, oh Lord Jesus, listen, is there something I have left undone?
That's right.
Have I fulfilled the call of God?
Oh, hallelujah.
Have I fully surrendered and given you what you told me to give you? Am I ready? Am I slacking anything, God? Lord, I don't want you to catch me off guard when you come. For you will surely come as a thief in the night. Jesus, would you help me to redeem the time that I've got left?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
And get my soul ready.
That's right. Amen. Come on, brother.
You know, God will speak to every one of us.
Yes, he will.
He'll lay his finger on our lives. He lets us know what's acceptable and what ain't acceptable.
Right.
What to do and what not to do. What to accept and love and what to reject and push out.
Right.
What to get rid of and what to cling to. There's a right and the wrong.
That's right.
There's a good and a bad. There's the flesh and the spirit.
Bless.
God's just saying, I want you to give me your whole heart and have my spirit in you.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Yeah. Bless him, Lord.
Apostle Paul said it this way, Brother George, concerning standing before God at the judgment, that every one of us will be judged according to what we've done in our body, whether it be good or whether it be bad. Listen, therefore, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. That's a strong word in the Greek. If I come up to you and I tried everything in my strength, wisdom, knowledge, power, wit, to persuade you,
amen,
to show you, to get a hold of your attention, to persuade men. That's what Paul said. Knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. The Greek word for terror means knowing the exceeding fear and the dread that strikes terror in us when we stand in the presence and face God that sits upon a white throne, hair as white as wool, and eyes as a flame of fire. And he opens the books, plural, and he reads from the books what we have done.
Oh, yeah.
We got our soul right today.
Glory
to
God.
God,
have your way. Is there anything, listen, anything blocking God out of your life?
Bless Lord.
Anything. I don't know about you, but I'm telling you, our Bible's full of the Holy Ghost power and fire.
Yeah.
It's full of conviction. Amen. It's full of righteousness. It's full of holiness.
Right.
That's right.
Lord.
Come on, bro.
It's pure. It's clean. It's holy. It's undefiled.
That's right.
Woo. And God sets upon the throne of purity and holiness. Is there anything in our life at all that we need to make an adjustment with?
Thank you, Lord.
Anything.
Come on, bro.
Anything that stands between us and the favor of God.
Bless.
We need to work on it.
Yeah.
I said we need to work on it.
Work on it.
Come on.
I don't hardly ever teach like this, but I know when God puts his finger on me. Come on.
Bless you.
I want to be like he is.
That's right.
There's none, the scripture said, as holy as God.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Therefore, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men.
Glory.
The terror is when you stand before him and you shudder. What was it Moses said when he's upon the mountain and the mountain quaked? The whole mountain shook upon top of Mount Sinai. And God came down in a furnace of fire wrapped. And it looked like the smoke of a furnace that ascended up on top of Mount Sinai. And the whole mountain shook and quaked. And Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake. My knees knocked together when God began to speak. And with his finger began to write the Ten Commandments upon the two tables of stone. I'm telling you that every one of us, and I fear for myself, I'm telling you, every child of God needs to do an inventory. Even Paul said, I fear exceedingly, lest I myself should be a castaway. You mean to tell me, Apostle Paul, that you feared? Yes, I tried my best to obey the heavenly vision, and I preached the gospel of Jesus Christ, but I got to crucify myself every day. I got to die out every day, because I feared that when I preach to others, I myself may be a castaway. If I don't get it right, I'll miss it. I'm telling you, them that know to do good and do it not, to them it is sin. And if God ever laid his finger on you and showed you something you need to do or to shuck off or to quit doing, hey Lord, we must obey the Lord. I'm telling you, this is where our life, oh, our eternity is real, and it's forever and ever and ever. Brother Jason, I only got one lifetime to get it right. Hallelujah. I've got to live holy. I've got to live righteous. I've got to live clean. I've got to be sanctified, because my times are running out, and I don't want to be caught somewhere doing something or talking in a way or dressing in a way or acting in a way that would displease the Lord. Hallelujah. My life have to face him being unclean and Lord and defiled and corrupt.
Thank you, Jesus.
Brother Rich Priest preached one time, your last photograph.
Thank you, Jesus.
Man and a woman got out doing ungodly things. Supposed to have been Christians and backslid. I guess he left his wife, she left her husband. I don't remember how it went now, but they got in a car, went out in an isolated place, was doing an ungodly thing between them. The carbon monoxide built up inside the car, and they both died. What do you think that last photograph will look like when they face God and God runs the screen and opens the book and it's just like a full screen and they see themselves naked and undone?
Glory be to God. Come on, man.
Yeah.
I want to tell you something. You don't just leave this in the church house. You leave it when you're at the house.
That's right, brother. You're right. Come on.
You live it when you're in Walmart. You live it up and down the street.
That's right.
Glory to God.
I want to tell you something. That phone right over there is a recording everything that I'm saying and I'm a doing. But you've got a whole world that you can surf just with your little finger tip right here.
That's right.
You can surf the whole world.
Come on.
And it's a world of vanity.
Amen.
It's a world of pollution.
Yeah.
Corruption.
You're right.
Defilement. Sin, lust, uncleanness.
Bless him, Lord. You're right.
Thank you.
Jesus.
Tell it, brother. Come on.
Oh, God. What will your last photograph be?
Have your way.
What will your last photograph be?
What will it be?
I love you guys.
Blessed be God.
Jesus. Jesus, Jesus.
Come on, brother.
I asked the Lord, I said, would you bleed through me, Jesus, this morning? Would you love through me, reach through me, touch through me, God, cry through me? God's holy. God's holy.
Amen.
As he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation.
Yes.
For it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy.
Right.
Conversation in the Greek means all of your manner of life.
That's right. Come on.
Not just your talk.
That's right.
But your manner of life.
Yes.
Be ye holy.
Come on.
For I am holy. Yes. Times are running out.
Bless Chubby, you, Lord.
I'm going down the stream. When I entered this as a little boy, Mommy said, hurry, son, hurry. Hurry! Get your books. You're going to miss the bus. I'd run through the living room, pick up my books off of the table, and I'd run out the front door, across the porch, down the steps, hit the sidewalk, over to the driveway, run all the way up to the road, waving my hands, don't forget me, Red Pfizer. Stop the bus and let me on.
Yes.
Raise your hand right now. Jesus. 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 Come on, let's pause just for a minute. Jesus. Jesus, I love you. I love you, Lord. I love you for talking to me, for speaking to my heart, speaking to my soul. Thank you, Jesus, for showing me. Thank you, Jesus, for conviction. I want to be ready. I don't want to miss this, Lord. No, no, I can't afford to miss it. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Blessed Savior.
Glory, glory, glory.
Jesus. I'll read this one more and I'll let you go.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I want to ask you, the Bible said in Romans 13 and 11, and that knowing the time, that it is now high time to awake out of sleep.
Yes.
For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, and the day is at hand.
Yes.
Let us cast off, first cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light.
Mm.
We will all face times when we will come to a place of decision. Let me read this one more minute. I want to ask you, have you made up your mind to go all the way and not turn back?
Yes.
You must not let anything stop you. Now listen, not family, no friends, and no job stop you. Don't let the cares of life or the worldly things hinder you and get in your way. They will surely slow you down and may cause you to miss out. Jesus is coming. Is that near?
Mm.
It's even at our door.
Yes.
Now, as I close, this is a true story. A pilot one day took a friend of his on a tour of a jumbo jet plane. The man had never been on one before. When they came into the cockpit where all the controls were, he stood and gazed at all the instruments, the levers, the switches, the gauges, and the buttons. He noticed that man did a laminated white card, a big card, hanging in the cockpit with the letters, in all caps, PNR. He asked the pilot, he said, "What does that mean, PNR, on that sign?" The pilot answered him, "It stands for point of no return. When I reach a certain point over the Atlantic Ocean in my flight from the U.S. to England with all of my passengers, I cross a line which is the point of no return. No matter how bad the weather gets or how low the fuel tank is, I cannot at that point turn back. It is the line of no turning back, and I must keep going to my destination." We will all face a time where we will come to a place of decision. It'll be a line which is really a point of no return. It's a crucial place where something we face forces us into a position that we can never turn back once we cross that line. It's a place where the mind is made up. It's time to do inventory and examine ourselves. And you must realize it is now or it is never, because the time is running out.
Time is running out.
Thank you, Lord.
I fish with thee. I sing my life. There are many things I need to do and say. Of yonder, I've done.
say, Lord, I want to be ready. My time is running out.